There are two sides to this story, but to hear David Lynch of Lynch Chevrolet describe it, it's a simple case of an honest business being victimized. Lynch says the case started when a customer bought a new truck that stopped running.
He had his car towed in. He asked us to get it done. We got it done on time for him. He thanked us when it was all done. Then he gets his hands into a... He probably talked to some of his friends and said, well, I know a guy that can get you some money back. And sure, he runs into the devil himself, and here we are.
The devil himself, as Lynch refers to him, is attorney Vince Megna, who says his client was shocked when the dealer billed him $5,000 for the repairs. Shocked because Megna says his client never authorized that work, a clear violation of Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Act.
Mr. Lynch did not hire good attorneys, because the first batch of attorneys I talked to, I said, I've done these cases a long time. You can't win this case.
The two sides eventually settled. The consumer got a little over $12,000, and Lynch says Megna got $150,000 in attorney's fees. A plan introduced by Governor Scott Walker would cap those fees, but critics say a lawyer like Megna would still be fine. It's poor consumers who would be hurt, since they could no longer afford lawyers for small claims cases. Both Megna and Lynch claim to represent the little guy in this fight, although it's debatable whether either man fits that billing. Megna is a published author and calls himself the King of Lemon Laws, and according to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the Lynches have given extensively to Republican political campaigns, including $5,700 to Governor Walker. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.